Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, I'll tell you, if I talk about new trends, you know it's going to be a TikTok trend, right?
You're big on the TikTok.
I'm big on the TikTok, man. I'm a big talker. That's right. Not much of a ticker, but I'm a talker. And right now, people on TikTok, what are they doing? Well, they are super gluing vampire teeth in their mouth. And, you know, I mean, I get it. Everybody likes to be a vampire. You know, there's a lot of those folks that love to do the whole vampire look.
I'm going
to
be a vampire this year.
Are you really?
Yeah, Lily. That was Lily's request for me, is that I would dress up as a vampire and she would be a mermaid.
Are you going to super glue vampire teeth to your teeth?
Come is on. There any other way to do it?
Yeah. No, yeah. Clearly not. If you're not on TikTok, you wouldn't know that.
That's true, yeah.
Come on, Danny.
So is that for the popular movie A Vampire and His Mermaid Daughter?
No, it was because she was like, you should be a vampire, Dad. And I was like, okay. I don't know where that came from. But
so she doesn't embrace the whole like theme.
No. Okay. Last year
she's like, I want you to be this and I'm going to be this, and it has nothing to do with each other.
Right. Well, it's weird to me, too, because 2 years ago we were Jack and Sally. Last year we were Woody and Jesse from Toy Story. And then this year she's just like vampire and mermaid. And I don't think she even has a mermaid costume. So, yeah.
Fair.
Go figure.
Maybe she's got this idea and she's going to be the first person when she grows up to do a vampire mermaid movie.
There you go.
Or she's writing a book right now, a children's book about the mermaid whose father was a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Don't steal that idea, actually.
And I hope there's nothing like the deep psychological message there that, you know, my father just basically sucks the life out of me.
Wow.
No, he's not Dwight Howard. He's fine.
Okay.
I'm paying attention to what's going on. If you don't understand what I'm saying.
So here's the thing, man. Dentists are saying, don't do this. Please do not super glue vampire teeth in your mouth. You could poison yourself. Plus, you could damage your teeth. You know, enamel on your teeth could get wrecked. Your gum tissue could get wrecked.
That we have to even warn people about this.
But you know, Steve, youth. You remember youth. People do stuff in their youth. They just that level of invincibility and invulnerability is, I don't think, ever stronger than when you're younger.
But I knew when I was a kid, that first time where you super glue your fingers together, that this sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would never think, I should put super glue on my teeth.
Unless you thought you wanted vampire teeth forever.
True.
You know, and that's what they're thinking, I guess. But there is a dentist that says, look, if you want vampire teeth, if you really want to do this, here's the safest way to go about it.
We understand definitely, you know, fangs are part of routine costumes, which is fine, but there are safe products commercially available over the counter that parents could use, such as denture adhesive. Denture adhesive is readily available in most retail pharmacies.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. The denture adhesive, the Polygrip.
That's just for old people.
Yeah.
That's a good call. I didn't even think about that. How stupid are we?
Unless they want them permanently. You know, I didn't realize it was for Halloween. I thought that there are people that want fangs forever.
True.
There are weirdos, yeah.
But I feel like this seems to be, I mean, we're just a few days away from Halloween. This seems like the trend has started because of that. Yeah. Or am I wrong?
Well, I did find a video of an older woman who superglued fangs in her mouth like back in 2018, and she was a little older.
And are they still in?
Well, no, she eventually got them out, but yeah, they were not even like the cool looking ones. They were real creepy.
An idiot.
But she was older, so it's not just the youth. It's just idiots.
Stupid yeah. people do stupid
and she
things.
Superglued those?
Yep.
What okay. was she thinking?
Okay, that was dumb.
What a dumbass.
Yeah.
Right?
See, it's crazy to me because I went to Spirit Halloween and I bought the actual fangs.
Yeah.
They're just the two teeth, and then it comes with the dental adhesive already in it. So it's crazy to me that people just thought to do the super glue.
It's because a lot of people do the DIY one where you get the fake nails, like the press-on nails with the nail glue. And so I'm thinking they're kind of sharpening them up and putting them on their teeth with the nail glue.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Is nail glue like super glue?
Yeah, like they're supposed to keep your nails, like the fake nails on, and those are hard to remove.
How do you ever get those off, then?
Like, it eventually wears off.
Oh, I don't know about super glue. Super glue, I don't think wears off. Mm-mm. I mean, not the real super glue. That's supposed to stay forever, isn't it?
I mean, you would like to think that, but I feel like anything I ever super glue eventually it just stops being super glue.
Right.
Oh, wow. All right.
So then you got some of that, like that contact cement and Gorilla Glue.
Oh, yeah. How long does this last? How long do I got to wait? Like years?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to put fangs on me. I want to know.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Just
I'm
get
do
custom
it.
Fangs.
Yeah.
I have some custom made ones to my mouth.
And what, do they slide over your teeth?
Yeah. They just kind of pop in and they fit.
Of course Vicky has custom fangs for
two pairs.
Is it? And I can't believe it's just for Halloween.
So I like to point out that super glue was developed to be used inside the human body. It was developed as an emergency field suture for medical, for military medics. Wow. You people really need to learn about what you're talking about before you start talking about it.
Well, we're not talking about on the body. It's about destroying the enamel, sir, which we read from a dentist in the story. So don't call us an idiot. You call that dentist now and tell them they're idiots.
No, and also, what show do you think you're listening to? This is what we do. We always talk about things we don't know anything about.
Well, in this particular instance.
We flesh it out as we talk.
Well,
and then the listeners will smarten us up. That's how life is.
Yeah. You know what, Steve? No, I'm not taking the hit for this.
No, you're not?
No, the dentist said it's bad for your enamel, and we were just basically saying, who would do this to their teeth if it's bad for your enamel?
Right, like, I know, like, I've had like, cuts before, like, and I was just like, well, crap, I just super glued it. Like, that's something that people do.
Now, that
it's
I
like
didn't.
A liquid Band-Aid.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that super glue dissolves at some point. I always thought super glue was, like, forever. But then again, I can't think of anything that I've ever super glued, so maybe that's why.
Well, you'd like for it to hold forever, but sometimes after time, it just wears off.
Time, man.
But, like, I know, like, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, because the way he plays bass, he works a hole in his thumb. And so he just super glues his thumb and fills the hole from time to time.
Whoa, that's just weird.
It is.
It works, but it's weird.
Right.
Wow. Well, I did learn about super glue helping your body out. That's a nice thing.
In terms of the super glue you buy at the store, not the same as the ones that were designed for sutures, though.
True. I just found that out as well.
We
if you want to use the correct one for your body, which is less toxic, look for Dermabond. The normal super glue, thanks, Texter, is toxic.
So, who's the idiot, Texter? You're trying to kill us.
We're all stupid.
I guess we are all kind of dumb. Yeah.
I'm not stupid. I knew I didn't know. It's the person that doesn't know they don't know. They're the real dumb ones.
They're like stupid squared.
Here's what I always, somebody told me this. A teacher said, never find the man that knows everything. Find the man that knows what they don't know. That's true wisdom. If you are aware of what you don't know, you're smarter than the average bear.
What is it, the great philosophers, Operation Ivy, had that song, All I Know Is That I Don't Know Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And Green Day covered it.
Yeah. That's a great philosophy, brother. Beginner's mind.
Great song, too.
Dig it. Dig it. Listen, guys, I've got some really great news because I don't know if you know this because I've been suffering in silence, but I've really, really been wondering, you know, during the whole COVID thing, how Kim Kardashian's failing.
Faring.
I've had about how she's faring. I've been really,
Well, I know, like, because she just turned 40.
Yeah.
I mean, and what worse time to turn 40? You know, like, Ted Smith is also battling that. Like, it's going to be his 40th birthday, and he can't celebrate it with a large number of people, which does suck.
And he's got as big of an entourage as Kim Kardashian. So
some would say even bigger.
Yeah. Well, she's angered a lot of people and received massive backlash for a series of tweets that she posted about how she celebrated her 40th birthday. And she tweeted about how COVID-19 has impacted her birthday celebration. She said, I'm 40 and feeling so humbled and blessed. There's not a single day that I take for granted, especially during these times. Before COVID, I don't think any of us truly appreciated what a simple luxury it was to be able to travel and be together with family and friends in a safe environment. And after 2 weeks of multiple health screenings and quarantining, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time.
COVID-free island.
We danced, rode bikes, swam near whales, kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more.
I realize that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now. So in moments like these, I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. Hashtag, this is 40.
Boy, when she hit send, did you think that this was going to go over well?
Oh, this was beautiful. What are you talking about? She's an inspiration.
I'm not as upset. I know some people are like legit upset. I'm not like, whatever. Do what you want. If you got the money, go crazy. I don't care. Like, I'm never going to cross paths with her. It doesn't matter to me. But it's funny how some people are just so pissed off.
Well, I think there's a lot of people right now in the world of entertainment who've never liked the Kardashians' path to success.
Because, and this isn't helping.
Yeah, exactly. And I think,
and vote for my husband also, by the way.
Well, when you think of Tom Hanks, or you think of even Jessica Alba, because she's massively successful on the business side as well as an actor, you don't hear them or see them be like this, because they've actually, you know, they've earned their way to the top as far as being an entertainer. The Kardashians, I mean, really, a lot of folks said, what did you do to be an entertainer? Now, they've become
Ray
a great
J.
business. Oh, yeah, she did Ray J. Yeah. Well, there you go. I think that Ray J apparently just did not, you know, give her enough schooling to be able to realize that this is so, I mean, I don't know what you call this, off message, out of touch.
What did I say? Tone deaf is a popular term.
That's it.
For something like, you know, this seems like something that you would just group chat all of your friends that were at that celebration. Be like, thank you guys for coming and making this so special. But to bring that up on a public forum where you have so many followers, and it's like,
those are her friends, Steve. All of her skillions of Instagram followers.
Okay, fair.
They are her friends. I love this one person.
What island did they go to? Like,
I think it's Kim Island. It's Kim, their own private island.
Like, that's insane.
She said it's their own
Imagine
private island.
Imagine having that kind of cash.
Oh, yeah.
That you can just rent out an island.
Gilligan had to crash in to get his own island, but Kim bought that. She bought Gilligan's Island. That's
I
where
wish I had that kind of money to just have an island that I could bring all of you
Dude,
guys
you
to.
Don't, you don't need that. You would be dead in a year.
But it'd be the best year of my life.
All right. You want to be careful, Kim Kardashian. You don't want too many people hearing that that would be the best year of your life. I think, you
Steve
know.
Steve would make Wrestle Island. Come on. We know this.
That's why he'd be dead.
Yeah, we already had that. It's called SOS Wrestling on YouTube. That's what we did. Although it's my friend's backyard that we pretend is an island, but you can watch it for free.
This tweet, though, man, this tweet that somebody sent back to Kim Kardashian is, I mean, talk about a beating. And one person said, yeah, Kim, this year has humbled most of us, too, especially the 8 million of us that slipped into poverty. Glad your B-Day was fun, though. Another person tweeted, I can't even hug my mom, but I'm glad you got to go to your private island and do whatever you wanted. Yeah. Talk about it, people.
Dude, somebody, I'm really happy for you. My dad died. We couldn't even have a funeral. It's like, oh.
Well, she's an idiot. I mean, there's no doubt about that Kim Kardashian is completely tone deaf. And I mean, I know idiot's a harsh word, but you really have to use a word like that to get someone like her to wake up and realize you have no idea. You have no clue. I've known one person like that in my life who literally just didn't know what real life was like, because they had their own little island they lived on in the Florida Keys. They were oblivious to anybody's concerns about anything. And the way they spoke, they didn't realize you sound like you. I mean, this one person spoke about his workers like he sounded like a slave owner the way he talked about him. I'm like, dude, you have no idea how out of touch you are. He goes, let me tell you about my guy, you know, and he's my boy. And I'm just like, and like, dude, what are you doing? I mean, you're an idiot, because he didn't know it. He was that out of touch, like Kim. Mm-hmm. And I think that someone's got to. I mean, where are their friends? Where are their mentors?
They're on the island with her, obviously.
I guess so.
I'm not going to say anything to her. Yeah. If she's going to fly me to an island, I'm not going to tell her what she's doing right or wrong.
If you don't have somebody in your life,
I just
wonder
what kind of food you're going to have on that island.
Yeah, well, that's you.
Tweet all you want. You're not. Just don't tag me in it.
I think it's important to have somebody to put us in our place. There's somebody in our life. I don't know who it is. Usually it's a parent, but like, you know, some mentor, somebody that can pull you aside, who you know loves you and has no stake in your game, that can basically just go, what are you doing? You got to stop this now. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think you have a quality life if you have people like that in your life who can pull you aside and go, hey, Skippy, you are way not reading the room.
She should hire me. I'll be that person.
You think you could actually be the one to pull her aside?
Yes.
And are you sure?
I'll pull her aside and be like, look, don't put this out on Twitter. You look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Let's just stay here for a while and enjoy this good food. This is a really cool party. I don't want it to end.
Okay.
But I think it's best if people don't know that you're doing this.
Yeah. All right.
I like Steve's advice when he starts with, look.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim. Come over here. I need you for a minute.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Tell Kanye to come too. I want to talk to him as well.
Yeah, right?
No, come on. He's too busy telling us what a great president he would be. I don't know if he's ever going to run, but he's telling us what a great president he'll be.
I know his interview just popped up on the Joe Rogan podcast. It was like 3 hours and something long. Like, yeah, I don't got that kind of energy to listen to Kanye for 3 hours. Dude, as interested as I would be to hear what he has to say.
Dude, Joe Rogan's podcasts are epic in length, though. Like, almost every podcast he does is, like, just ridiculously amount of hours. And people do listen. I mean, I'm with you. I don't got that time.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, if it's under 2 hours, I'm like, wow, mailing it in, huh, Joe?
You know what I love, though? We were told, I don't know if you probably weren't part of this conversation, but I love we were told by some mucky muck in the business, here's how long podcasts should be. They should be longer than 30 minutes.
Right.
And then here's one of the most successful podcasters in the world. And I just, I don't even think the person who told us that's in the business anymore, but I just love people who are experts. I mean, Joe is defied everything, you know, everything he's done, mm-hmm. and he's one of the most successful podcasters. The subject matter, people said no one should ever do, because sometimes he's way out there with the conspiracy theories and aliens and stuff. Getting high like he does, you know, and of course the length, and yet it is the most successful. He's done every rule, broken every rule of podcasting that I was ever told, and he's the most, one of the most successful. So good for Joe. And Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Kim, let's talk.
You know the average kid? Oh, I can't wait for this, dude. I can't wait for this day for you. The average kid begs their parent for a certain something over 1,500 times. Oh, when she starts talking, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. What is it? I'll tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW The Rock of Seattle. And we got a new survey. Turns out the average kid begs their parent for a puppy or other pet 1,584 times before they turn 18.
A puppy? Oh, yeah. Man. Tatum would only take one begging. I mean, let's get another puppy.
Yeah, I don't think she's got to. Yeah, there's not to worry about that in your house.
Right. Yeah, it's like, okay, fine.
The problem is when they keep asking for it, even though you already have enough dogs at your house, and I'm pretty sure you're trying to start a kennel, and they still ask for it.
That's a good point. Okay, I can see that.
Or if you're my child, when you have three dogs already, and you say, oh, when these dogs die, can we get a new one? She's already planning out her next, like, 15 dogs.
Damn.
And I'm like, Lily, you just
have, like,
got
a hit list?
Apparently. And it's like, can you stop being so morbid, child? But well, she still asks for it.
Well, at least she's good with, that's not going to bother her so much. She just gets it. Oh, yeah, he's gone. Good time, Rainbow Bridge. Let's get another one.
Well, I mean, they say that now. I'm sure, like, that'll be a whole new life experience when the dog passes.
Yes. Yes.
You know, like, it's easy to say, oh, and that one died. You know, I really fully grasp the whole death concept.
All right. Well, you know, I hope you're right, Steve. Otherwise, we're going to have to probably wonder about this child for the rest of our
life. Baby Dexter.
Yeah, little baby Dexter. Yeah.
So she says,
she'll bring donuts to you, Danny. You got to watch out for her.
Then one texter thought, before we said it was asking for a pet, said, I bet it's asking to stop at McDonald's. My 5 and 2 year olds ask for it about 1,500 times a week.
Yeah. Again,
they only get it once or twice a month.
Not another problem for the Miggs household.
Yeah, man, it brings me back to when I was a kid. We never begged for McDonald's. We were just like, when we did get McDonald's, that was like fine dining. Like, you're like, Dad, Mom and Dad are taking us to McDonald's? Oh my gosh, the pressure. What do I get? Do I
such
get the McNuggets or do I get the Big Mac?
Yeah, going out to dinner, and you know, and I'm about 10 years older than you, a little older than that, and going out to dinner was a massive treat. And now pretty much everybody gets that. They never eat at home. You know what I mean? A lot of people just to take out, pick up, whatever, delivery. And that was such a luxury when I was growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was just like, okay, on good behavior, we're getting McDonald's.
Yeah, good behavior, get McDonald's. Now you just go, just to shut these kids up, here you go. You know, mm-hmm. here's your you know, Happy Meal. Leave me alone.
Someone says when your daughter's standing behind your car holding the dog behind your tire, that's when you have to worry, Danny. Ugh.
Fair Whoa. Enough. I will pay attention to that.
This has all escalated badly.
We had that moment, though, yesterday. We were walking around our development, and my wife leaned down, and baby Tatum reached up and grabbed her sunglasses and was, like, playing with them. We thought it was funny, and then I was like, oh, boy, wait, she might throw those, and those aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
And so my wife took them, and then she started crying again. I'm like, well, how cheap are they? Is it worth losing some sunglasses? Because it's just like, oh, my gosh, like, you're crying because you just got the sunglasses taken from you, and now here I am, my heart's breaking, and I'm like, you know, trying to ration with the kid, and you're just like, get over it, kid. Come on. They're just sunglasses. We'll give you something to play with when we get home. We're like 2 steps away from our house.
Nope, that ain't going to work there, Pops.
Quiver lips and going,
yeah.
And you're just like, man.
She wants what she wants.
Yeah, sunglasses.
Yeah. And she knows the good stuff, too. You can't just say, you can't, you know.
Yeah, so now she owns a nice pair of Ray-Bans.
Good job.
Only 10 months old.
Just gave in.
Yeah.
It's just starting.
Oh, yeah.
74% of these kids actually did beg for a pet and asked an average of 11 times a month starting at age 6. Now, during the holidays, it's up to 18 times a month that kids ask for pets. Now, you, not a problem, Steve, because you like animals, but it was relentless for me. I swore that I never have dogs in my house.
Yep.
And everybody was against me on this. And, you know, my wife, the 2 kids, and, you know, and I tried everything, including I'm allergic, you know, I'm going to suffer with these things. And my wife found, of course, the hairless dog.
Right.
Which then Joe was like, this is not the dog I was hoping for. This thing's a freak. I'm out.
You didn't give me what I wanted.
Yeah. And the top pet the kids do ask for is a dog.
Yeah. I think about when we were, my brother and I, we were begging and begging. My mom did not want a dog because she had a bad experience when she was, you know, younger. So she was just like, no. And eventually it was probably 1,500 times of trying and asking. And then she eventually caved and got us a dog. And it was like the best thing ever. And then she became the closest to the dog.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that was her best friend. Like they were inseparable.
Yeah, I mean, I caved in. You would think of all the people, and you know I never warmed up to that dog. It was never a pleasant experience for me. I've never been happier in the 5+ years that this dog is gone. And I don't mean to be mean. It's just I can't tell you what I'm about. I mean, just how I'm wired. I have had such a great life, and I honor the dog every time I have it on the calendar the day she passed away. And I go, thank you so much for
not
making
like the dog's birthday or something.
No,
the day it died.
Exactly. I honor the dog and say thank you for finally bringing me some peace in my life. I know while you were here for your 15 years, you brought them a lot of joy. I now have joy that you're not here.
Yeah, I love our texters. They always got to, you know, they come in with the good comments.
Oh, yeah, what they got?
Because we were just joking about how, like, my baby daughter was crying and about the glasses. I didn't really give her a new pair of Ray-Bans. Someone's just like, this is why our new generation's so entitled and babyish. Let the kid cry. You give in every time she cries, you're going to be effed. Later, Steve. Another one. Suck it up, Steve, and be a parent. Kids don't own you.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
We didn't really buy her Ray-Bans. We let her cry until we got home, and she stopped crying because she forgot what she was crying about.
Yeah, but you did buy her that Gucci bag she was crying
about. That has nothing to do with this story.
Okay, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, it wasn't the Ray-Bans. But, yeah.
That would be amazing.
Okay.
Gucci gang.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? We just called the local Ray-Ban dealer. Hurry up. Our kid's crying. Can you bring some baby Ray-Bans?
Steve's philosophy is after that great movie, The Baby Wears Prada. That's all he does.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Yeah. So there you go. Kids will torment you. They're relentless. They really are. They have more energy than you could ever have, and the mental energy they have is amazing. So they will ask and ask and ask and ask, and Steve's in trouble because he bought her those Ray-Bans, and now look what you've done.
Yeah. have to let kids cry it out so they can learn to self-soothe and they don't get everything that they want. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah. Speaking from probably people who do not have children.
Well, even if they do, I never said that we really did give her the sunglasses. We just had to deal with her crying. But, like, of course we're going to be like, you watch your kid cry. I can tell my friends that it breaks my heart. Doesn't mean I'm going to just hand over something to get her to stop crying. I understand the whole concept. But, you know, I can talk amongst my friends because she hasn't figured out how to listen yet.
How do you explain the gold crib that you just bought?
Again, that has nothing to do with the Ray-Bans.
I think this texter's 100% right. All you do is just buy her everything she wants.
Or the magical unicorn I found for $5,000 on eBay.
Yeah.
Where none of this has to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
It does magic tricks.
It's magical. That was worth it, though. So.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it makes things funny. Happen.
Everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah, they
us,
do. Of course, the texters always have an opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone says, my mom was a manager at McDonald's in Puyallup. One of the perks was families ate for free.
Oh.
I was able to eat free every day as long as they ate all the food.
Well, how's that a problem?
I could get whatever I want. I ate a lot of nuggets and cookies.
She
managed that store for close to 10 years.
Oh, and then when she left, you probably thought, you have failed this city. What are you doing? Get back there, mom.
And the person says, my 10-year-old has been asking for chicken every day since he was 6.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Just chicken?
What can he say?
Or a chicken.
Oh,
a pet chicken.
What's wrong
with like chicken nuggets or a lake?
Oh. That's what I thought too. I thought that the kid just wanted chicken nuggets. I'm like, at some point you should give it to him.
He wants a pet chicken.
Yes.
Give him chicken nuggets and say, here's your pet chicken.
Yeah, that worked.
Well, kids are so entitled. You just need to hand them some chicken nuggets.
They need to
stop
cry
being
it out.
Baby.
Yeah.
Cry it out, kid.
Or give it an actual chicken, raise it, and then this is dinner.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Name it chicken
dinner.
Yeah,
you get to learn the
circle of
life.
You ever wonder where Danny's daughter gets it from?
I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Dexter Jr.
Yeah, jeez. The two of them are going to be like a father-daughter killing team.
There's a kid. Steve. Be a real parent. Get her an iPad.
Yeah.
Yep.
She already got two of them.
Yeah.
What? I'm kidding. Gold-plated?
Well, dude, I'm telling you right now, you'd be surprised how quickly she's going to take the technology. It's going to be a lot quicker than we all did.
It's amazing that when she does grab my phone, she knows instantly to start swiping.
Yeah.
Like, she just loves looking through pictures. I don't know. I think she's really looking through the pictures. She just likes touching it and freaking dad out because I'm like, what are you going to delete? What are you going to, like, disable?
What random post are you going to you're just so lucky because she doesn't appear to be a thrower. Because there are kids, man, when they're the throwers. As soon as they pick it up, they throw it. And that's when you really go, oh, my God, I can't let anything near this kid. They're just going to – they think they're a pitcher for the Dodgers.
She's not a thrower, but she's a dropper.
Oh,
but, she's on the floor with the phone. It's dropping a total of, like, an inch and a half. It's
you got lucky with those sunglasses you bought her.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, they are, you know, gold-plated Ray-Bans.
Yeah, well.
My favorite was when Lily was a kid. We had an iPad, and she would just, like, watch us play on it. So one time, we gave her a magazine, and she kept trying to click the pictures.
Oh, that's
magazine.
Funny.
She I mean, when they're that little, they're just trying to figure it out.
Did you yell at her and tell her she's stupid?
Yes.
Because that's how a good parent would do
that. Yeah, and then I bought her a pony.
Nice.
Yeah. What are you giving her that old tech for? Magazines. What the hell's wrong with you?
Man.
Someone says, there's a plus to having a pet chicken. It's the only pet that poops breakfast.
That's true.
That's a way to put that.
I like that.
All right, well...
Thank you, Texters.
It took me a while there. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Oh, the chicken. Yes, okay.
Yeah, the whole
I was like, but I didn't even know where they came out. I know unicorns supposedly poop ice cream.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So the pandemic, it's made us all crazy. But there's a whole new list of terms to describe unique dating situations that have happened in the pandemic. So we have pandemic dating terms now.
I don't know why, which makes me instantly think about we were talking about Seinfeld just yesterday morning.
Yes,
and
we were.
That one episode that I always still laugh about. It's one of my favorites, the Spongeworthy episode, where Elaine decided whether or not a certain person was worthy of her having sex with and her using the sponge contraceptive. Back in the old days, there was a form of contraception that was like, it was like a sponge.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Fun story. That's why I'm a person today.
Well,
my mom tried. I was a failed sponge.
Did she use like a kitchen sponge and realize that was the wrong type?
That's probably what it was, actually.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Your mom told you that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm an accident child through and through.
Really?
Oh yeah, and it was because of the sponge.
Funny, you're an accidental hire too.
True though. I'm just an accident.
And we tried to use the sponge there too. It didn't work.
Really? So mom was using the sponge and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Whoa. Isn't it crazy that was even something that was a thing?
Yeah. I don't know how it works, but yeah.
It was a thing enough that Elaine, you know, made it the Seinfeld episode. Yeah.
But yeah, that was the whole thing. Like, she was running low because they were out of stock or out of...
Yeah, they stopped making them. Yeah, stopped making them.
So she only had X amount of sponges left. So you had to be sponge-worthy for her to want to, like, use one of those.
Yeah, and you could tell that was a quality person if you're sponge-worthy.
That's so funny that mom shared, even told you that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't keep a lot of secrets. With
Clearly.
The show, unfortunately.
No. Yeah. That's why he's a serial killer. So yeah, we got some pandemic terms for dating. And this one is the number one, COVID-worthy. If you're not sponge-worthy, you're COVID-worthy.
So is that just willing to risk getting COVID for?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, really, at this, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. It's a potential match, a quality potential match that you go, all right, you know what, this person is worth me going out and taking the chance that, you know, and going out and risking an in-person date. So that's COVID-worthy. Sexually distancing? Well, I've known that term for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is when you heroically pause your sex life so as not to spread the coronavirus.
Not all heroes wear capes, but some wear condoms.
Vicky, are you still sexually distancing? Are you still heroically doing? Good job,
Vic. I'm kind of at that end point note where it's like now getting to me.
Oh, boy.
So it's...
Vicky's definitely the master of her own domain. Well, I would say
that.
Like
that team of scientists, a.k.a. prostitutes, that said that you can do it a certain way just as long as you're not face-to-face. Mm.
Oh, okay then.
Well, I'm sure they did the proper research to make sure that was still you're still staying safe from getting COVID.
But then now you have to find someone that's COVID worthy.
Mm. That's the thing.
Because I'm like, I don't want to, like, you know, there's not a lot that are COVID worthy.
Yeah. And then you got the virtual date. I think we know what virtual dates are. It's just FaceTime, Zoom, all that stuff.
That seems like such an awkward date, like how to end it. Like, I have a hard enough time figuring out how to end a conversation with my parents. Like, now I got to figure out how to end a conversation with someone who I just, like, started talking to. Be weird.
Yeah, I don't know why it's weird, because unless you all agree to have a beverage while you're Zoom dating.
You pretend that your service just cut out when you're done talking to them.
Oh, good call.
And just close your laptop.
Yeah, I like that. Quarantine and chill. We've heard of Netflix and chill. Well, now the pandemic has given us quarantine and chill when you hunker down with a romantic prospect, partly out of a boredom, partly out of horniness. Which doesn't really, then you're not really sexually distancing. It almost seems like it's, you know, unless you've been with that person, living with them and decide to take it further.
Or you just decide to live with them now.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you're definitely not sexually distancing, are you?
No.
Yeah.
You've gotten over that hump.
And then there's the antibody boy and antibody girl. And this is the person who brags about having antibodies on a dating app, hoping it will lead to more matches.
Oh,
that they've had
the
COVID.
Cure?
They've, well, then there was, I've had COVID.
But I thought we already, like, debunked that. Like, people have gotten it more than once.
It doesn't last very long. If you're going to get away with my sex with these facts, I'm not going
to
believe them.
Well, I guess, you know, you're appealing to an audience that maybe is not just not, you know, you hope that, okay, they're not really paying attention to the news. And
oh, you mean like Justin Turner of the LA Dodgers?
Yeah.
Here you go. I just tested positive for COVID, so I'm going to go out and celebrate with my people.
But that was just during the game. After the game ends, he loses the COVID.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they took him out. They pulled him out just in time to wait for the end of the game. Then he gets to come back out on the field with everybody's families. And I mean, what a nightmare. I am telling you, if somehow, some way that entire team isn't infected with COVID, if you didn't hear last night, the Dodgers won the World Series, but one of their guys got pulled from the game in the ninth inning because he tested positive for COVID. So they pulled him right out and he made a big stink. He did not want to be pulled out. He did not want to be quarantined. And he then snuck back on the field during the celebration.
That's the part that's just nuts.
Yeah. And we saw everybody with their masks off during the pig pile and all that and all the hugging and this and that, and so there was no social distancing with those LA Dodgers. And one thing, you know, you sit there and go, gosh, it's such a joke to have everybody have to wear those masks in the dugout like they do, mm-hmm. and yet then here they are just pigpiling each other. Then you compound that with the fact that one dude actually was just tested positive for it.
And what was he? He was 0-for-3 during the game, and they got a couple of strikeouts, and then they pull him, and people were just like, why'd they pull him in the eighth inning? Apparently it was. And then, but then he went on Twitter after the game and tweeted saying, I feel great, no symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So thanks, everyone, for reaching out. I feel great, no symptoms at all. I experience every emotion you possibly imagine. Can't believe I couldn't be out there to celebrate my guy. So proud of this team and unbelievably happy for the city of L.A. But you can't believe that you couldn't be out there, but you ended up being out there.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah, you kind of really... You typify what the problem is that people who just, you know, don't care. You just don't care.
Somebody responded going, isn't this you, though, sitting next to a... high-risk cancer survivor celebrating? Hashtag super spreader.
Yeah, dude, look at him. There he is. No masks.
No, he took the mask off for the picture.
Ay, 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 dude, that's just nuts. You know, I mean, that's insane. you know, especially with your adrenaline, you're breathing heavy. I mean, all the air. I mean, that is an aerosol nightmare going on over there. And there he is, Super Spreader McGee.
Is that him right next to the championship, too?
Yeah, I think so.
If not, there's another guy with an epic beard like him.
That's him. That's Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I wasn't there.
Yeah, there you were.
I'm in the middle, right next to the trophy. That wasn't me.
No, that wasn't me.
That's some other guy with a big beard.
Yeah, I...
That could be just... this is like an iconic picture.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope nothing bad happens. But if something happens, like... I mean, obviously, you would hope that it would just be like, okay, people get... They deal with it and they get better and they're going to be fine. But, like, what a picture to look back on. Like, historically, like, here's this idiot that decided to go out there and just hang out with his teammates, even though he was pulled from the game because he had it.
What do you say to this, though? I mean, this is the most horrific look anybody could ever have in professional sports. A guy that is known, I mean, they took the picture and they know he's out on the field and they know he's got that with no mask on. How do the Dodgers not look like the biggest bunch of a-holes right now? I mean, I just
are you the
it.
Astros and go, look, we just cheated. We weren't getting people infected with diseases.
I love the Astros. They didn't bang on as many trash cans as they want. They didn't super spread anybody. Here's Alex Cora. I want my job back, all right? Gosh darn it, I didn't super spread anybody. Yeah.
I hope nothing bad comes of this. I mean,
I don't want anything bad to come from it. But Steve, this is exactly what we've all been. Here's the thing: you know, people are on their last nerve, having to quarantine and hunker down, and all this. To see this is just. I mean, how about if you're Kim Kardashian? You're so happy this happened, so you don't look like as big of an a-hole as you do. Like,
yeah, at least she reserved an island for her and her friends.
Exactly. Yeah, she's at least being. Oh yeah, yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Better ingredients, better pizza has been used as an ad slogan by which company?
Papa Murphy's?
No.
Murphy's? Papa John's?
Yes.
Nice job, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Makes at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.